Good afternoon and welcome to another installment of Pearls of Wisdom right here on 103FM on the Power Hour with myself, Zinhle, not alone, my guest in studio, Dr. Pearl.
Hey. Hi, everybody. Power Hour indeed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We had a very good conversation last week,
yes.
Right? The word of prophecy is out.
Exactly.
It is the year of obedience.
Yes.
And for the rest of your life.
For the rest of your life. 2025, the year of obedience. 2026, the year of obedience. And 2027, on and on and on and on and on. Until...
So every January, if you feel as though you don't have a word...
January, just
claim
put
this
that
word.
On Facebook. The year of obedience. Because that's exactly what's required of us. Every day, every second... Obedience. There's not a single year where we're exempted from being obedient.
So right.
That's a ready sure word for you right there.
Okay. So we laid the foundation last week.
Right.
You know, Dr. Pearl mentioned how important obedience is and acknowledged that sometimes it's challenging, you know, when God gives you a word and you have to obey. It's not always easy to our flesh, but it takes faith. It takes dying to self.
Yeah.
And today, what are we looking at?
Well, we're going to be looking a little bit more around some of the consequences of not obeying.
Sure.
Yeah, because there are consequences, some serious consequences that can arise from not obeying. And I know myself, and I'm sure all of us have at one point regretted not obeying. Because one of the things about obeying, God tells us stuff ahead of time. Sometimes it's a caution.
Mm.
So, like I've had, God would tell me certain things like, don't use that road. You know, and then I find out later that if I'd used that road, it would have been problems.
Yeah.
I remember one time God said to me, don't leave yet. And I was in a hurry to leave after speaking at a conference. Mm. He said, wait 10 minutes. And I waited and I didn't know what I was waiting for. But on that very road, when I drove there, there was a big pileup of accidents.
Sure.
It was like fresh. Literally, the smoke and everything, I could see smoke from the cars. Mm. It had just happened. Mm. So I realized if I had left at the time I wanted to leave, I would have been in that pileup.
Mm.
And so there can be some really dire consequences to disobeying God.
Yeah.
And so I just want us to encourage, you know, us around. Let's be encouraged to obey God. And at the same time, you know, next time we'll talk more about the benefits and stuff like that. I remember one time, you know, I worked in Botswana and Gaborone many, many years ago. And I was the first registrar of the Botswana Labor Court.
Mm.
And after I resigned and, you know, came to work here with the ILO, I resigned and I thought I'd been paid out all my benefits and everything. And then one day I was visiting Gaborone. Mm. I want to just talk about how specific God can be in his voice in terms of speaking to us.
Yeah.
And I was passing by this building. I think it was Alexander Forbes or something like that. And then the Holy Spirit says to me, go inside. I'm like, go inside? What for? I don't even know anybody. What am I doing here? He said, just go inside. So sometimes we may not understand why. So I go inside and then he says to me, give them your salary pay slip number. And the interesting thing was I still remembered it like 20 years after. So I was like, hello, my salary pay slip number is 148-3708, 148-3708. And then why are you know, and so I'm just like, I don't know why I'm telling them.
Yes.
But as soon as I tell them, they're fine. They said, oh, and then they trace in my name. They said, sit down here. And then the next thing I find out is that there was a pension payout of hundreds of thousands that was still in the balance. So I thought I'd been completely I didn't know about it. And boy, did I need money then.
Sure.
And so they asked me, how do you want it paid out? Do you want it paid out monthly, in installments, or lump sum? I was like, lump sum, please. Just if we need money, just give me everything.
Yes. Yeah.
So So, you know, but can you imagine if I hadn't gone in?
That's right.
Disobedience.
Mm.
So here God has set aside money for me. And clearly I didn't get it at that time because it was like accumulating like a bulk amount so I could use it. And I just shivered to think of if I hadn't gone in there, I would have lost all that.
Yeah.
And, you know, people like Saul, look at the consequences of disobedience.
Mm.
You know, because Saul was told, he was given a word. He said, listen, this is what's going to happen, and this is what you need to do. And he disobeyed not once, but twice. First of all, Saul was not supposed to offer the sacrifice after that whole issue and fights with the Amalekites. It was Samuel who was to offer the sacrifice. But here Saul comes. I'm the man. I'm the king. I'm the big one. I'm gonna, you know, sometimes we disobey because we want to get credit.
Yeah.
We want glory.
Yeah.
We want to be seen. All these things. Pride comes into the way. And so a lot of reasons for disobeying have to do with wanting credit, glory, pride, all of those things. There's so many reasons why we disobey. And that's what happened to Paul. So he disobeyed. He was not supposed to offer the sacrifice. Second thing was he was told to completely finish everything off. He decided, I'm going to leave just a few little things left over.
Yeah.
And then he still couldn't accept responsibility when he was asked, why did you do that? Why did you do that? And there's a reason why God wanted everything
things
destroyed.
To be done in a certain way.
Yes, yeah. Everything destroyed, because he knew that those things, if they're not completely destroyed, they can come back to haunt you. You know, and so Saul disobeys again, and then he has the audacity, nerve, and the cheek of it to actually, so I'd hoy that in, nice little English expression, the cheek of it, y'all.
Yeah.
And he had the cheek of it to actually disobey, and then he had the cheek of it to blame the people, and he said, no, it's the peeps, God, it's the people. It's the people who made me do this. Aren't you the king? Aren't you the king? Aren't you supposed to take decisions? Aren't you supposed to be in leadership? So, yeah, there can be really, really dire consequences to not obeying. And again, you know, just connecting to last week's where we talked about the difficulty in obeying. Yeah. Because it's painful to the flesh, because it requires some level of sacrifice, because it requires some level of discipline and self-control to obey. It'll be very challenging for you to obey. If you are a rebellious person with no sense of discipline or control, you can't obey. You know, so we need to obey and to keep on obeying. There's no point in life where we're not going to be expected to obey. That's why it's the year of obedience. And next year, every year, every month, every day, every week.
Sure.
It's the week of obedience, etc. And it'll make our lives a whole lot easier if we can stop resisting. And you know what God, the word said when Saul disobeyed? He said rebellion or disobedience is like witchcraft.
Sure.
It's like witchcraft. You know, rebellion and witchcraft are the same. They're synonymous. So that's how God sees our disobedience.
And sometimes, Dr. Pearl, it's even in things that look good.
Yeah.
Sometimes we disobey God.
Yeah.
But thinking, you know, I'm just doing the right thing.
Exactly.
Like for this person or by that person or whatever. And still, God describes it as like witchcraft.
It's witchcraft. Rebellion, disobedience.
Sure.
It's like witchcraft. And so we need to make sure that we are fully obedient. And obedience becomes our lifestyle. It becomes that plate of food that you eat every day. There's no waking up one day and saying, no, I don't want to eat this plate of obedience, you know.
Yeah,
I want disobedience for dessert.
No.
It doesn't work like that. And the more we can be obedient, the better it is going to be for some of our lives. And I sense even in my spirit right now that some people who are going through stuff right now, you know, they've been blocks and they've been hindrances. And the Lord will want me to tell you that if you can only be obedient, there's some things that the Lord told you to do a while ago, and it's your obedience which will operate as a lock, as a key to that lock. Whatever has been locked in your life, God says that obedience is the key that will begin to open up every stumbling block, every hindrance that has been presented before you. The minute you step out of disobedience and move into obedience, God said that door, those doors that have been shut all these years, they will begin to open. So let's all take that step of faith, move into obedience and not disobedience.
Amen to that. Well, we're going to leave it at that note. And when we come back, talk about the benefits.
The benefits
of obedience.
So many of obedience. Yay.
Dr. Pearl, thank you once again.
Thank you.